But obviously yesterday we had Josh Vernier on, and I had said, hey, is there any reason, like, Kyle Isbell technically on paper is as good of a hitter as Jonathan India and certainly Mikel Garcia or some of these other things, like, is there any reason why they don't just change the order and get Jonathan India at a leadoff spot? And he's like, no, there's no good reason for it, but I don't ever expect him to do it either. They've pretty much committed to this chain of thought. Then all of a sudden, cold yesterday, Jonathan India, out of the leadoff spot, shoved way down the order. On the broadcast, they said he took it like a professional and understood why they were making the decision. Twofold. Does this make it mean that the deal didn't work and they shouldn't have done it, Gold? Because that's step one. And secondly, is this just yet another sign that this team is in the middle of many Hail Mary attempts to solve their offensive issues? Because here's the thing. I kind of view it both. They know they're desperate. We can talk tomorrow about how many games they got to win over the next nine against bad baseball teams, because it's a high number in order to feel like, again, they have any chance. And we continue to point out, we'll talk about the Royals because they do still have a statistical chance to make the postseason. Even if Alex and I think they're not going to make it. Four games is not enough to just be like, well, that's it. Pack up for the season. We're not getting there. But the move down on Jonathan India is just yet another of many moves they've made in an effort to fix an offense that I don't think can be fixed.
Yeah, but also I don't know 100% how it's going to be on Friday, but I don't think we should take last night, knowing how they operate with leaning heavily on analytics.
Never, okay.
Well, no, I don't think just because last night India worked and hit a huge three-run home run, and Yaz obviously had some really nice ABs as a leadoff hitter.
And a great Robin.
I don't think we should just assume now that India is just not leading off for good. I don't believe that at all. Friday night, there's a very real chance that they go right back to the old lineup. And I know that'll infuriate people, but like they are matchup and numbers driven. Q was asked about it, I think, before the game as well. It, you know, you can believe what you want to believe, but like he at least said, you know, it's more about the matchup than it was just they didn't believe it, Jonathan India. Now you can say, oh, they're just saying that. But I actually
Why are the broadcasters telling him he's getting moved down the order?
When it's Q and we're talking about numbers and everything, I believe when he says they made a change because of the numbers. Like, that is how they operate. Would I like to see Yastrzemski or somebody else leading off again on Friday night? Yeah, and maybe we see it, but I don't think if, let's say, they over the next nine games, because you're right, they have a nine-game stretch coming up that if you think they're ever going to get hot, this is going to be the stretch, okay? If you think they're ever going to get hot and get themselves really, really in it, this is the nine-game stretch because of the Twins and the White Sox, Nationals, et cetera, Rangers as well. During those 10 games, I don't think we just think that India is not leading off in all of them now. I just don't.
Interesting. I'm
not there yet.
He's not a deserving leadoff hitter.
I kind of hope so, but do you actually think they're going to do that?
I guess so. We asked this. I kind of do.
Okay.
I think that now that they've got a qualified hitter to go in there, they're going to do it. And like Vern said it yesterday, and there's still a lot of truth to this, which is, had they known Gold, I mean, simply had they known that this is the Mikel Garcia that they were going to get, they'd have never traded for Jonathan India anyway. They would have used Brady Singer to trade for an outfield bat. It's not – so here's the weird part. It's like, hey, if you could go back and undo the trade, because we talked about this like 2 months ago, and my answer was no, because it was still way too early in that decision-making. If you could go back and undo the trade, would you? And the answer is not for Brady Singer, right? Like, I wouldn't go back and undo the trade for the pitcher they traded and what they got back in return. Brady Singer's pitched 22 starts this year, which is nice, with a 4.36 ERA. And I know in your head, you've got the beautiful benefit of hindsight, where you're like, well, they've had 87 pitchers go down, so yeah, maybe I'd like another start. I'm like, yeah, sure. But again, they had enough starters this year, they just had a lot of injuries. But if I could go back in time, would I trade Brady Singer for an outfielder instead of India? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so look.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you know? So I understand that, but also that this is what's fun, I guess, about hypotheticals and stuff.
Yeah.
I think we've all been disappointed in Jonathan India. There's no way around it. He's been disappointing in 2025. It's not that they needed Brady Singer in the rotation, even though right this second they could use him because of injuries. They've been fine with the rotation. What you're saying, though, is they could have traded Brady Singer for an outfielder, and you're not necessarily wrong. But also, it's very easy for all of us to be like, for an what outfielder? Like, anybody.
Oh,
last
year, I'd have to go.
Well, it's just like, well, they could.
I know, but that's putting a lot of pressure on me to figure out any outfielder.
No, but it's also, I also don't know if that's realistic to sit here today and say they should have traded Singer for an outfielder. We know outfield is the biggest problem with this team. At the beginning of the season,
the leadoff hitter was one of the biggest problems.
I know, but again, I also would like a better outfielder. I you're saying I'm not being fair because I'm asking you to name them, but truly, I would love, because you're not alone with that thought, Cody. I've seen that a lot over the last 2 months. Like, who's the outfielder you think realistically they could have traded for with Brady Singer? I want, like, a realistic name, because we all, like, anybody. Okay, that's not a real answer.
Yeah, let me go through and let me find the, because here's the answer. I just wanted them to get a bat. It wasn't, I knew they had an outfield problem, and I was okay with the trade at the time because they needed a bat, not the other way, you know, like, not just an outfielder. They did need somebody to hit leadoff for them, and if they had known that that was the case, they would have handled those things differently. So I don't.
And they thought they did acquire a leadoff hitter. Jonathan India was, what, fifth in baseball in walks a year ago. That just hasn't been him this year. It has backfired. I'm not saying it's been a good trade. I'm just saying, yes, I also would have liked them to have traded for an outfielder instead, but very easy to say. Like, who were they? What team was going to agree?
I don't know. He's a first baseman, but I guess he plays some outfielder. Yeah. Look, I think part of the issue is, like, are you assuming there's not a single outfielder available for Brady Singer? I feel like there must have been one. And look, I'm not saying that, like, all these guys are going to make you feel amazing about the position that they're in. I just think if they had known, they would have gone back and do it. But moving him down is still – the point is that moving down Jonathan India is still the right choice. He is not a good enough leadoff hitter. The whole point of the leadoff hitter part of the conversation was, let's get somebody on base, maybe in front of the three guys who have all had 100 RBI last year, and not let Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez and Vinny Pasquantino lay in wait for nobody who's ever on base. And part of the issue is that I think for the longest time they didn't change it because everybody was the problem. Those guys weren't getting RBI. Vinny wasn't getting RBI. Salvi wasn't getting
runners
RBI.
Runners in scoring position issues.
Like, they couldn't get him home anyway, so what do we care if somebody's on base in front of Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi if they're not going to hit? Now all three of those guys are hitting, and you're just wasting a leadoff spot where someone's not getting on base, not helping them out, and they had to eventually make the shift. That's why I think it's permanent. That's why I think Jonathan India is down the order. Barring a...
It worked for one game.
Do I think India will be in the lineup spot once a week? Maybe. Do I think he's the leadoff guy anymore? I do not.
Yeah, I just we've seen this happen in baseball plenty, though. Like, last night it worked because it just worked, right? Jonathan Neal hits a 300 home run, and it looks like a great decision. And everybody's like, see, this is why you do it.
Well, yeah, I'm not
saying
that.
And then this weekend, Yastrzemski doesn't get a single hit in the leadoff spot. Then Monday, what's everybody saying?
Yeah.